Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims. Now, my name's Naya. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling, I was told I had to call this number because there's a break in my unemployment, so that's what I was calling to find out.
Alrighty, so that means your claim has been closed and you need to file another one. What's your social?
It's 423-274-644.
Verify your name, date of birth, and mother's maiden name, please.
Deborah Gibson, 111487 in Baker.
And when was the last time you did a weekly certification?
You said recertification?
Weekly certification for this claim. It says you opened it a month ago. When was the last time you did a weekly certification for it?
Okay, it was two times I missed and I forgot to call in. So is that possible why it was a break?
Yes, when you miss weekly certifications, it closes the claim out and you have to start over basically. So we'll go with filing another one now. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All righty. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Verify the driver's license number.
1 second, let me get it from my purse. 1 second.
All right.
Okay, it's 807-3721.
Thank you. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit in your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Okay, explain about the card being charged.
It's different charges for the card with different activity you do. Taking money out, putting money in, or certain things you use it for. It's just the money goes on that card instead of in a bank account.
Okay. Could it be used on any ATM?
Yes.
Okay, the card.
Alrighty, what's your mailing address?
It's 6850 U.S. Highway 29 North, lot number 21, Opelika, Alabama 36804.
Thank you. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid account once it is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment has been issued. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries, there is no fee for live customer service calls, and there is a 35-cent for all automated customer service calls. There's a dollar in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are the card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature, and your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about your prepaid account, visit our website, where you'll find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with the selection of the Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card?
Yes.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
You say, is it right?
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, it's the same.
What's your primary phone number?
It's 334-327-5253.
And to verify with you, your mailing address is 6850 U.S. Highway 29 North, Lot 21, Opelika, Alabama, 36804, correct?
Yes.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
You said, have I received notification?
That you have TRA certification, yes, ma'am.
How would I receive it? Through
from a job?
My number of email.
It's something you get from a job.
I'm not understanding it. What is it from the job?
A trade readjustment allowance. You would know if you have it. Has a job giving you any type of forms for it?
For a trade?
Readjustment allowance, TRA.
No.
Thank you. Have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
Yes, my last work day was May 28th.
What I'm asking is, have you worked since you filed this unemployment claim originally in June?
No, I'm unable to work right now.
And why did you stop doing your weekly certifications?
You said, why did I stop?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't stop. I just forgot, as I told you, the call-in. It's been a lot going on, and I just forgot. Because I've been in a bad car accident, and I've been having to do this and that, and then handle my kids the best I can and stuff. And with therapy, so I just forgot.
All righty. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I'm unable to work.
For what reason?
Car accident.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
What is that, dealing with work too?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
And you are, you are aware that you may be ineligible to receive unemployment due to not being able to work because being able to work a full-time job is a requirement for unemployment. Have they sent you any other forms saying otherwise? Or have you had to send in any documentation or anything?
No, I wasn't told to send anything in.
Okay.
I'll have to get someone to check my mail for me to see if I have anything from y'all that's just... But I would it be from y'all?
From unemployment,
anything,
yes.
I don't know. If I got a letter, I have to get someone to check my mailbox.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
You said a pension?
Yes, ma'am.
What is that?
A pension, something you get from a job. A load-up payment for something you pay into?
I'm not understanding that. You said
So
something to
no.
pay into? No.
Thank you. What was your job title?
CMP worker.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Okay, which is the federal income tax?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Your temporary PIN for this claim will be 4487.
Okay,
The
let me write
following
that down. That's my PIN for the card.
No, for the claim.
Okay, you said what is the number for?
4487.
Okay, and that's for the claim. Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you'll call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes. What you were saying about next week?
Start doing your weekly certifications again.
Okay. On the 800 number you gave me? Or
yes,
online?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Using that PIN number I just gave you as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
you
welcome. Thank you as well. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay. Bye-bye.